I don't think I'm better than you at all.
You think you're better
than us.
Just
very busy, that's all.
Not that busy. Time to tie that tie.
Oh, you know how long it took me to fuck? You know how many YouTube tutorials it took to fucking remember how to tie a tie?
I'm a tie tier.
I'm a tie tier.
You're a tie fighter.
Fifth grade.
Yeah. Tie.
All right, are we recording?
Yeah.
Okay.
Poop and pee. Poop and pee.
I want you to hear this song.
Fantasy Boys did not endorse the use of the N-word. People have spoken.
It's got a bunch of little kids like they're on gang signs. It's a hilarious video. And he's also draped in the Confederate flag.
Dude, wait, is he a white guy?
No, he's a black guy.
Oh, okay.
Black guy just, that's, you know.
He's going to get views.
He's white woke.
He's going to get views.
He's white woke. It's hilarious.
I mean, I don't fault a man for getting his money. There was I had to do like
I'm not falling for it.
It's a trick.
It's a trick.
It's an op. It's a psyops.
I don't need
for
to
white
it.
People.
I have no.
I had to do a video conference with this other office yesterday, and like the guy.
Let's explain. Ryan. And
Nah, we don't need to talk about it. Yeah, I got a different job. But like
he
this.
Not say the N word.
No.
He's got a new job and needs to keep that.
And he wears a tie.
Yes. Yes, I do. But like the guy, they're like, is there any more questions? And then the leader of the other office is like, I have more of a statement.
Which is a real right. Power move.
Yeah. And he's like, now over the last week, it was Martin Luther King Day. And this is a white guy. The collective room's buttholes all tightened. And he started to fucking. So then he like goes into this whole thing roundabout relating building shit to fucking building luxury condos to like Martin Luther King Day, right? As if it could get any fucking more offensive. And at the end of it, and he's like, and I was marching down Martin Luther King Boulevard, and the person that I was with said, you see, any Martin Luther King Boulevards in the country, they're usually associated with bad things, which is ironic. It's like, dude, you're motherfucker's doing a Chappelle bit right now.
I feel like it's a Chris Rock.
Whatever. Well, it's obvious. It's a bit that I had heard before, but he wasn't making it a bit. Like it was, he was trying to be sincere, and it came off. And like, it's a three-word abbreviation from what I do. And let's just say at the diversity level, it could just be KKK.
you should have instigated. You should have sat there and went, tell us more about
No, this is like hundreds of people in this room.
There's a guy on a radio station in St. Louis that we just talked about on the radio show.
St. Louis, with a gunplay, rain all day? Some got jobs, some sell yay.
But
they just smoke fuck all day?
Here's the craziness. It's an AM radio station in St. Louis, and hold on, I have to look up the name of it.
Where they're going to play Rain All Day?
It is.
I'm going to keep making Nelly jokes.
The St. Lunatics?
Murphy Lee.
So, Brian, you watched WrestleMania or Royal Rumble.
Royal
the other.
Rumble.
Whatever.
And you were supposed to watch.
I know I was, but I had to
and
fucking.
You bitched out.
I have.
You got a new job.
Yeah, I got to be like responsible and shit. It sucks.
Fancy boy. Didn't you just tell me you were a cowboy that can come and leave when he wants?
Yes, I did say that within reason. when I say when I want, it means from the time that I'm assigned to arrive there to the time that I'm assigned to leave. See, I want to do those things. So, yes. In the office on time.
You clearly play for keeps. I did watch the Royal Rumble with my girlfriend. We had a great time, and Seth Rollins won, which I thought was lame as fuck.
Yeah, Seth Rollins sucks.
Seth Rollins sucks.
So does Sheamus. Sheamus is a terrible wrestler. Oh, fuck him. Sheamus
blows. Actually pretty sweet.
Daniel Bryan is the best fucking wrestler.
Daniel Bryan sucks.
No, fuck you. Sucks. Fuck you.
Tiny little billy goat.
He's great.
Like, how is it in any way believable that that man could be a world champion?
Because
he's a
he
little
is.
Billy goat, and he should not be believably winning matches. He should be a cruiserweight at best.
Did you see his...
It's embarrassing that he's like one of their top guys that is competing for a championship. Him and AJ Styles are...
AJ Styles sucks.
Yeah, he... His lady hair that he has that he clearly spends hours on.
It's very
thin.
It
bothers me. And he just kind of seems like a dude that lives in LaGrange and is really into college football. And has like a
he
nice
is.
House.
No, he is. He appeared on Louder with Crowder the other day.
Did he?
Yes. Oh, he's very, like very conservative. Ball. Yes, yes, yes. Well, that's why Daniel Bryan was fucking... Did you see his like promo leading into it from last week where Vince McMahon, like he was calling out baby boomers and stuff? It's like, you're supposed to be the heel? Like everything you said was true. Like, I don't think the WWE knows their fucking
but, like,
market
he's also,
very well.
Like calling people like sellouts and talking about pandering to the fans, and the Yes Movement was a gigantic pander to the fans.
Yeah, but that's the greatest fucking thing of all time. That's why Arena Football, the Cleveland Gladiators, shout out, RIP. That's what they're like fucking every time they score a touchdown. Because they're dead. They don't fucking exist anymore.
Since when? I didn't know that.
Yeah, they haven't played in a couple of seasons since they started renovating the queue. But like every time somebody scored, they did the yes. Yeah, that's the fucking great. That's great.
I never went to a Gladiators game. I clearly am not a very big fan if I didn't know they haven't been playing.
Arena Football is the shit, though,
no,
man.
It's not.
Oh, Arena it's football. Fucking entertaining as fuck. People get their fucking face caved in.
Yeah, like they're playing for, like, that's the highest level. I interned for the lowest level. It's like the lowest level of professional football you can play. It was the Erie Storm.
Ooh.
I was their intern. I was supposed to be a marketing intern.
Yeah.
So I show up and they're like, we need you to be our statistician. I don't know how to fucking do that. Like, don't worry, you just watch the game. It's gonna be a kid next to you with a laptop. Tell him what happened, he'll plug it in. That kid ditches out. He told him that his brother got into a car accident.
Yeah.
And he's like, I can't come. And they're like, you're really butt fucking us here. They're being a real dick to this kid. Obviously not believing him. And then they hand me the computer and I have to like, it's not specifically for Arena Football. It's actually like a DOS program.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't tell it any way to make it where, like, you know, on the kickoff, if you get it through the uprights, it's a 1 point.
Right, yeah.
There's no way of telling this computer that happened. There's no fucking way to tell this computer that it happened. It goes, I know football. That's not football. And you can try all you want. And it, like, if you put one thing in, it leads directly into the next play. So, like, I'm just fucked. And they tell me afterwards if the stats aren't correct and uploaded online by 10 a.m. the next morning, that the head coach is going to be suspended.
All right. I found what I was looking for. So, there's this dude, Bob Romanek. And this is – who won the Royal Rumble?
Seth Rollins.
Seth Rollins. Okay. So – you guys know the story about Chris Hansen, how he got arrested because he was passing, like, bad checks.
Why don't you have a seat?
So this guy stepped up and paid the $13,000 that Chris Hansen owed. And he works on a station that is billed as Cool Killer Country. All spelled with K.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's like the crusty comedy classic. Yeah. Like, that's literally a Simpsons bit. KKK!
So that's the thing. And he is most widely known for calling Waka Flocka Fame. Waka Flocka Fame. It might be the bad orange juice. He called Waka Flocka a greasy black N-word son of a bitch.
Oh.
And he uses the N-word all the time.
And he's a white guy.
On the radio.
Yeah.
Okay.
In Missouri.
And why exactly did he pay Chris Hansen's...
Because he wanted to get in the news, basically.
Why, if you were a repeat N-word
he thinks he's doing
user.
Good stuff.
Ah, I see.
He thinks he's doing good stuff because he's saving kids' lives. Let me see if I can find this audio here. justifying his support of Chris Hansen.
If he'll take the violence out of his rap...
Oh, nope, this is when he uses the N-word.
I'll never again call him a n***. I'll apologize to him. But until then, he is what he is. I'm not a racist. I don't like that no good greasy son of a bitch. That's not hatred in the community. It's not hatred for the blacks. It's hatred for him and his actions. He can say for the First Amendment, and he can talk about killing people and killing cops and killing crackers, but I can't. The black people in this community, the proud black people know me. But
does Waka Flocka do that?
He said that like I was a while ago. For calling him a
because I'm Jesus black Christ.
Black. This is on Cool Killer Country. KKK.
There's no way that that's still on the fucking air.
I gotta let's find out.
Well, if he just bailed out Chris Hansen, then yeah.
Yeah, but it's like he. I think that's what he calls his show or something.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Man.
The Grim Reaper of Radio is what he calls himself. So he's just a douchebag.
Remember the Grease Man?
And he got pulled off the air.
You don't say.
Yeah, the Grease Man. Well, do you listen to this week's, what's it called? Your Mom's House?
No.
So on this week's episode of Your Mom's House, they have this dude Josh Potter on every once in a while, and he was actually on the air here. Well, he wasn't on the air, but he was a producer for Kylie and Booms.
Oh yes. Oh no. Then, we should talk about them after this.
Yeah. So he's a comic. He's a funny dude. Most of his radio career, he worked with Shred and Reagan up in Buffalo, and now he opens for Tom Segura, and he's a fucking funny dude. And so like his segment on Your Mom's House is him going on and like talking about some dark shit. So like the first time it was like weird porn stuff. They talk about serial killers, and this time he talks about disgraced radio people.
Yeah.
And I saw a clip before I listened to the episode, and it was Christina, Tom's wife, laughing at J.G. Spooner's
headshot. Oh, that guy was a fucking trip, dude.
Yeah.
I forgot about that guy.
So J.G. Spooner, he's like, this guy is the guy that I hired to replace me as Kylie and Boom's producer.
Yeah.
So he hires J.G. Spooner. J.G. Spooner ends up getting arrested for multiple counts of fraud, including starting a GoFundMe
for cancer.
Somebody with a high school with, so for cancer. And then he was renting an apartment that he didn't own.
Yeah, like a scam, straight up. Yeah,
just straight up scamming someone like out of like $4,000. Just all these different things. And like a couple of things happened while he was out on bail for other things.
Yeah.
And his mugshot's great because he had to take his shirt off so they could get his Superman tattoo or whatever.
Oh man, he fucking, that show sucked. How did that show lasted way longer than every show on fucking that channel lasted, is still going on today except that one,
right?
Fucking, I'll talk some shit, motherfucking Baskin and Phelps is the least entertaining.
Yeah, but that's a midday show.
It's, I like them,
the
actually
most boring milked, like fucking paste a manila envelope on a beige fucking wall.
I don't.
That's what it's supposed to be.
It's awful.
They're good dudes. I don't mind it.
Yeah, I like them.
They're very matter of fact. I don't mind. I think Jeff Phelps is very knowledgeable. I think, you know, when they have Les
Jeff
Levine,
Phelps is a top notch professional.
He is. I'm not saying that he isn't.
Les Levine is warm milk. That guy. Everybody calls him like such a pro. He's as boring as it gets.
Yeah. He's fucking boring.
Andy,
I agree.
Like, Andy, like I think I don't mind that show at all. Like it's fine. Like listen while you're driving radio. I think they did the right thing by getting rid of Kylie and Boone.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
What is it now?
Ken Carmen's great.
I remember when Ken Carmen was just doing like he was doing like 7 to midnight.
Yeah,
and he was the best thing on the station.
He's great.
He's great. I think Ken's great. I think Tony's funny and good. And Tony actually had a really, I'll show you guys later, but he had a really funny 10-year challenge thing. I'll show you.
I'm sure I know exactly what.
Yeah, I think I saw it. Yeah. No, that's a good show. And it, like, that's got to be the most difficult. I will give them all props. It is probably really difficult to talk about the same fucking thing over and over and over
again.
Cleveland
sports. Cleveland fans are so frustrating.
Yeah. Oh, it's awful. It's terrible.
I give him credit. I like Bull and the Fox too. I got no problem with
fine.
Them except for
other way. You can't say that here.
Adam the Bull is really pissing me off talking about Omar Vizquel in the Hall of Fame.
I saw him walking across the street because they're in the same building that I am, and he's a big fat guy.
Yeah, he is.
Big fat guy, that guy.
Big fat fuck.
Yeah.
No, but I think those guys do a fine show. Like, I have no beef with them. Dustin, I think, is a good dude. We've talked before.
Yeah, he was dating somebody at my old company, pretty sure. Yeah, I met him.
You kiss boys.
Yeah, I don't know. But
I like Mike Chico Borman a lot. All over the place. I like Chico Borman a lot.
I don't know. Like, as long as you have like a modicum of like just switch it up every now and again about something. That's why I don't understand like the old fucking school, like how they're still around, man.
Well, here's the kind of sports talk that I don't like. The Colin Cowherd bullshit where they're just like, I'm going to take a hard line on this and try and
Clay Travis.
Get people riled up about certain
they're
things.
They're just contrarian clickbait. Yeah.
Clay Travis, I will give him credit. He had the genius idea of taking that contrarian bit of Colin Cowherd's and then adding racism to it.
that's
a missing element. That was the missing element from all, obviously, sports talk radio attracts a certain demographic of people.
That's one of the funniest things about, when the Cavs were in the finals last year, I was listening to a lot for whatever. A
lot of LeBron takes. I wonder why.
I was listening to, a lot of Fox Sports Radio, and all the ads are hilarious because it's not the ads that they run on, I was listening on the app.
Right.
And when you listen on the app, they run all these ads from the council to quit being they're basically the Gillette ad, but they're just like, hey, if a girl doesn't want to send you don't fucking
I've heard that
call
one
him a cunt or a slut.
I've heard that one too.
That was so funny.
Have you seen the one, this commercial, I swear to God it's real. Sarah and I watched it twice. My mouth was agape. It's like this lady, she's in a mirror, right?
Like your butthole.
And she, my butthole is big and gapey. Mm-hmm. Pink sock.
Double fist in a guy the other day.
Yeah,
okay.
Oh, no.
I was all excited.
Why?
Because it's this porn star that I like, and then it ended up being something that was not what
Which
I like.
One? Which one?
Karma
Which one?
RX?
Lexa Steele.
Oh, she's okay. She's too fake for
Lexington
me.
Steele.
I like that. But it was a weird video.
Oh yeah,
but I had to watch it because I'm.
I mean, yeah, you're already there at that point. Wait, what was I talking about before?
This commercial.
Oh yes, the commercial. The commercial.
Two hands in his butthole.
Imagine I saw a video of a girl that I'm a big fan of, Dylan Harper.
Yeah, I know.
She was giving this man a feverish rim job, and I was like, "This is nice." And then out came the strap on, and I was like, "No,
I'm out." That I would watch the rest of that. I've seen that one actually. I put both hands at a guy and clap. I'm fine.
She clapped.
Hey, she could have.
And he just burped.
And what was most disturbing about it is she didn't have any trouble at all getting both hands.
What is his life gonna be like when he's in his 70s? He's just gonna be fully incontinent. Just gonna
ask Bonnie Rotten. That's why Bonnie Rotten had to retire from the fucking.
Really?
Yeah, she retired from the fucking. I shouldn't speak out. I'm pretty sure that's why. Bonnie Rotten. Remember Bonnie Rotten?
There was the one. The girl that she was fucking a Cavs player, or she's all in on
Khloe Kardashian.
Not Khloe. She was a porn star, and
I vaguely remember this.
Yeah,
story.
And she was fucking one of the Cavs, and she was in town, and it went viral, and then there's a video of her getting prolapsed in a porn.
Oh.
Like getting turned inside out.
It's the old pink sock.
Pink sock, yeah. Or like full blown, like pretty after bad. He was out, it was still prolapsed.
Yeah. I mean, that's a shame. That's a shame. But a good egg, that one.
Yeah, she's a goer.
Does she go? Say no more. Say no more.
Say no more. Wink, wink, nod, nod. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Say no more.
Does she go?
90% of Monty Python sketches are fucking awful.
Yeah, but then when they hit, they hit.
Oh, yeah. The Ministry of Silly Walks is
really fucking funny. I feel like that's all sketch shows.
Yeah, for the most part.
But they were only around, I found out, for like 4 seasons.
Really?
It was not like a lot.
They just played the reruns on PBS. Like up until like when I was in elementary school, they used to play. Yeah,
I loved Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
It's a great movie.
Much.
Everything else is kind of hit or miss. Yeah. But Life of Brian's pretty good.
I've never actually seen that.
Funny.
Oh, really?
Brian.
Meaning of Life has some really funny parts, but also some like disturbing fucking parts. But anyways... The commercial. Wait, that's what I was fucking talking about.
Oh, real quick, with Monty Python and the Holy Grail, my mom has been taking elderberry recently because it's supposed to help with her sinuses.
Your father was a hamster.
And I cannot stop. It reeks of elderberries.
So anyways, this lady, right? This upper middle class white lady with a short mom haircut. Mm-hmm. She's talking in the mirror. And you don't know what it's for. She's like staring at the mirror. She's like, hi, my name's Sarah or whatever. Hi, my name's Sarah.
You use your wife's name.
Oh, okay, yeah. Hi, well, my wife is not. Hi, my name's Amanda. Hi, my name's Amanda. Hi, my name's Amanda, right? And you don't know what it's for. And then they show the next scene. She's not talking into the mirror anymore. She goes, hi, my name's Amanda. And she's like introducing herself to like an African child that she adopted, right? And then it says... clear your mind with an organized closet. Swear to fucking Christ, it's like a fucking closet fucking commercial.
What's the point of the kid?
I don't know. It's like because upper middle class white ladies can afford to adopt African children.
Well, because
that's literally the demographic.
About a closet, now she can worry about introducing herself
to
African
kids.
It's
like kids. It's insane. I wish I could remember what it was. Fucking.
Do you guys ever watch the show Modern Family?
Yeah.
The way they go on and on about closets.
I mean, I've
the
seen
benefits of closets because they run a closet company.
That's a good running gag, though.
I watch
though.
That show in a long time.
I watch it a lot. I really like that show.
Sometimes when it's on, I'll leave it on. I mean,
that's
I
one of those shows that where like one of those comfort shows where you've seen it a bunch. So like if you have something to do and you want the background noise, like I'll put it on like Modern Family. Or
yeah, that's
like
fair.
USA for like four
mine's
hours
SVU.
Is
it
inspired,
that makes a lot of sense.
Closet TV commercial.
What's that?
Inspired closet.
Maybe that's it. Yeah, maybe it's inspired closets.
You know
is
what
it
I
a lady?
Hate is the values commercials.
Oh yeah, those
all
are terrible.
All those values commercials.
Did you find
stop
it? Wait.
Shitty person commercials.
Bill, did you find it? Is this it? No, this isn't it.
No.
Fuck. I swear.
Is it a TurboTax?
No.
TV commercial?
Hey, lovely wife.
California Closets TV commercial.
Maybe.
Remember when we were talking about peeing through the toilet seat?
Oh yeah.
I did that today.
Really? Again? Did it get on your jeans?
No, it did not. I was wearing nothing on my lower half, but...
Wait, you poop without fucking pants on or underwear?
Sometimes.
What, does your mom cut up your hot dog for you, too?
If there's nobody home.
That's like a little boy.
If there's nobody home and I'm going to change, like, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and...
Are you blowing out your fucking pants when you're fucking taking a shit?
No, but like, you know, I stayed the night at Sarah's. I came home. Nobody's home at all. I'm going to take a dump.
Oh.
I'm going to weigh myself naked.
Okay, fair enough. But I always want to. I gotta put that underwear back on as soon as I fucking dump. I don't want to expose my my shame to the world after that.
Well, you're the weird prude then.
Hey, what you guys do?
Just pooping.
It surprises me.
Yeah.
You probably did. Like we were talking about this. Would you go to a like nude beach or something?
Yeah, absolutely.
Would you do that?
No, I don't want to get sunburned there. It's just like
put on fucking sun. What do you mean?
That like I'm already with a bald head applying so much sunscreen.
What's that?
I
African
don't see the benefits
ooh,
of being nude on the beach where my dick and balls and butthole could get fucking sunburned. I just don't. No girls allowed, Uma. No girls allowed.
She got so upset.
Go away. Go away.
Oh, that's Ryan's female cat.
Yeah, this is, no, this is my daughter. Go away. Hey, hey, get out of here, Uma. Hey. Get out.
Go ask
no women.
What's this commercial? Because I
want to
see this commercial.
Sarah! Sarah!
Sarah!
The cats are up by fucking 21 points.
The cats are up by 21 points.
They're beating the Wizards.
They're beating
Wizards,
the dogs.
Like, I'd be so mad if I was a Wizards fan because they should not be this terrible.
Who do you think we should keep? Because you got to have some guys to keep a core of some sort for when you do bring in new players.
You keep the young guys. You keep Zizic. You keep Colin. You keep
Sarah.
Jetty unless you get like a great offer.
Try to be spoken.
And Jetty's young though.
Yeah, Jetty's young, but he's.
I want to keep Larry Nance.
Larry Nance, I do as well. Yeah, they should run the point through Larry Nance.
They will once he's back, but he's hurt.
He came back.
Is he back now?
Yeah. He played the other day.
Is he there right now? Well,
he should be.
That's why we're winning.
Who are they playing? Washington? Oh, yeah. Washington. John Wall's out for the year.
From the windows
to the John Wall.
You know that guy's name?
Who?
His name.
Sam Decker?
No. Dang it, Dow.
Wait, what is it?
This real dark African dude. Dangadel.
Dangadel.
And I went to the game with John Bruton, and we were waiting for him to get in. So I go, Dangadel! Hello?
My favorite is Bol Bol.
Bol Bol. He's fucking good.
Bol he's Bol. Real fucking good. All right, he's out for the year, though.
Day Bol
but he'll
Bol.
Still be a first-round pick.
Yeah.
Man, they're going to suck for fucking ever, dude. They're going to suck for a decade.
But tickets whenever we want.
That's true.
That's the thing. Once they get good, then I'm not going to get tickets. But while they're bad, we can go to games.
Yeah. I'm downtown. Like, I'm already there.
I've been going to games. Grandma got mad at me because I went to the game with John, and she introduced me to one of the seat filler ladies because she knew from her aqua aerobics class.
Mm-hmm.
And I showed her a picture of Kevin Love up close. Like, he was, like, right there.
Mm-hmm.
And she was fucking pissed at me because of how, like, mad she was. Because we went to a game and we got to sit in the same spot, but Kevin Love wasn't there. So the fact that Kevin Love was there and she didn't get to see him made her fucking so angry. And I've, never been, like, more confused and also, like, laughed so hard.
How long have you lived with grandma for over a year?
No, it's been since like June.
Oh, okay.
So it's coming up on a year, but I'm getting close to a point where I'm gonna be able to get what I want.
Nice. Is it grandma's house after you suffocate her with?
No, I'm actually looking to buy a house.
Oh yeah, where?
A studio.
Here?
Yeah.
Cool.
Everything that you
a
talked
porn
about
studio a. Fuck room?
A porn watching studio.
You're in it, baby.
I just want a fuck dungeon. Is that too much to ask for?
I want like a real like nice home studio. So like you guys can come because like you have a wife and stuff.
Yeah.
It would be more fun to come and do that.
Lay down sick beats.
House.
Sure.
And then Brian can live in my spare room or something.
A possibility. I have already talked to a different friend about moving into his home, though.
We'll see what happens.
We will see what happens, absolutely.
Up in the air.
I am looking to get out of my parents' house as soon as I get some income coming in.
But look at how comfy you boys look.
Did you find a job yet?
No. Yeah, well, I'm still unemployed.
Oh, what a fucking loser.
It's not easy to find jobs.
It is not. I will say that. I did, yeah.
He had a job and found a new job.
Yeah.
They do say it's always easier to find a job when you got a job.
Yeah.
To be fair, I was talking to my boss today, and
why don't you get him a job?
I
you
want to
work
can.
On a promotions team at work? It pays minimum wage, and the hours aren't good. You won't get help.
That's the other thing. Like, as long as I have unemployment benefits,
you need.
I'm gonna wait for a good job.
Yeah.
Until I get like,
something
that actually has healthcare, like decent healthcare with it. That's like my main thing. If you give me flexible schedule, like, you know, here and there, I'm going to need to take off for shows. Hopefully a lot of Fridays coming up. And then give me benefits. Those are really the only two things. I don't care if you pay me minimum wage.
Wow, me first in the gimme gimmies. You want fucking health insurance? Get the fuck out of here.
I was on the marketplace today. Because I haven't even filed for unemployment yet. I was hoping to
file. Oh, really?
I got a bunch of calls for interviews. I went to like 4 different interviews already. Mm-hmm. But they were all Hustler Den marketing firms.
Yeah.
Quotation marks.
Oh.
Like they were just like.
Playing Russian roulette like, in the basement.
We have a contract with AT&T. You can go out there and sell for commission only, no benefits.
So a Dave Flint job, as it's
Bill Whalen, Dave Flint kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah. I saw old Joey Jojo last week. He texted me out of the blue, and I was at LVT with Sean, and he's like, "You there?" I was like, "Yeah." I was like, "Hey, get a load of this, Joey Jojo," and fucking Sean's like, "Oh, I want to see him." So then he showed up like a fucking bad penny.
And was he just awkward the whole time?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what he does.
Nothing's changed. I know. I can't. I don't know what it is. I swear to God, I'm going to find it though.
African closet woman. That's what. I'm
Adoption gonna closet commercial.
Adoption closet commercial.
Africa.
I mean, they never specify that the child is from Africa, but I mean, it's what they're heavily implying. If you catch my drift. What are you playing DraftKings? The NBA?
Yeah.
Wow.
My one buddy who, like, me and him are, like, that's all we talk about is just DFS. And, like, football is really, really hard, but he has straight up been going and looking at value charts on the internet and is up, like, $45 on, like, quarter dollar bets.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
He's like, he goes, I don't watch any basketball. He hates the NBA.
The NBA is pretty but hateable
he,
right now.
He yes. just
fucking
yeah.
garbage.
Phil 76ers, baby.
He's the worst. He was very, very anti Cavs. He hates LeBron so much. He has nothing but terrible things to say. He rooted for the Warriors the entire time. He's such a fucking dick. But he's one of my best friends. He's Matt in Cleveland from the Jim Rome.
Oh yeah. Okay. Classic. Friend of the show.
Yep, Matt in Cleveland.
Fucking the 76ers? What was I talking about? Fuck.
Well, we should probably talk about the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
I came to this conclusion today. I want the fucking Patriots to win.
I don't care.
I want them to win.
I like
a good game, but I want the Patriots to win because we are living in a time of the greatest sports. Like Tom Brady is the most dominant athlete we've seen in our lifetime.
Fuck Boston. Fuck all their sports teams. Fuck their happiness. I don't want them to win at all ever because the other greatest dynasty is a different Boston team. The greatest dynasty was the Celtics.
Yeah.
Well, Bill Russell has 11 fucking rings.
They already have the second one because this Patriots team is unbelievable.
Bill Belichick has coached in one out of every 5 Super Bowls.
He's what?
He's coached in one out of every 5 Super Bowls.
And that's
he's been there 11 times, and fucking there's 51 of them.
He's been there 11 times?
Yep.
So Tom Brady's lost
because he was not
that much?
But he hasn't been head coach.
Tom Brady. Oh, yeah, he hasn't.
Okay.
The Patriots have been in 9. This is Tom Brady's 9th Super Bowl.
Tom Brady. Fuck Tom Brady.
And he's lost, what, 4?
He's lost 3. 2 to the Giants, 1 to the Eagles.
Okay.
Was not his fault in any of those, I have to say.
True. Right.
The dude's magic. I don't want to like him, but I'm trying to have the reverse psychology. So
I can't. I actually can't hate Tom Brady.
I can't hate Tom Brady either.
I can't
he's
hate Tom Brady.
Hardworking guy. With
Scientologist.
He is a yeah. He's just weird.
Too long.
But he
son so long.
He was a fat kid.
I forgot about that last year.
That's
yeah, it was strange. When he was kissing his son on the lips.
He started out a fat kid, and then he was a 6-round pick that had to like pretty much split starting snaps.
But that's the mindset, like to be at that obsessed. Player. Like if you have that big of a fucking psychological complex that if you were a fat kid and like you said, I'll show them, I'll literally be superhuman and do something nobody ever has just despite those fucking people. Like, that's what fucking Ted Bundy did.
You don't know what it was like to be a fat kid. It's not easy.
Okay. I will...
Bill, have you not had your boobs grabbed more than pretty much any female.
Belly button, people, yeah.
I've had my tits grabbed unwantedly more than any female out there.
Fair enough. Well, none of you are the greatest quarterback of all time, is what I'm saying.
I'm pretty close. I'm trying.
I'm just saying. Like, you have to be a fucking psychopath to, like, fucking dedicate. He doesn't eat strawberry. He doesn't look at a fucking strawberry, dude. How fucking weird is that?
No nightshades, motherfucker. Alkaline.
He's a fucking, like, psych. Like, that is Ted Bundy level, like,
yeah, but
demented.
He put it into something productive that's made him a lot of money, and he didn't kill people.
Indirectly.
That we know of.
Well, his teammate did. By the way, I fucking
that's
still.
Every professional athlete has indirectly killed people because of gambling.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
For sure.
That's
or at least, at least there several fucking kneecaps have been fucking sacrificed in their honor, but
every kicker at least.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Scott Norwood. I don't know how he didn't blow his fucking brains out.
Buffalo 66. Man.
I don't know. He is the fucking greatest of all time, and I hate him.
Have you guys seen that movie?
Buffalo 66.
Yeah.
No. What is it?
What's that dude's name?
Vincent Gallo.
Vincent Gallo. So it's a movie about this dude that loses a bet because Scott Norwood missed that kick in the
90 Super Bowl
The Giants. And then, like, what did he have to do? Like, run across the country?
I vaguely remember
the blowjob scene in.
That's Brown Bunny. That's Brown a different Bunny. Fucking movie. But yeah, he gets his dick sucked on film by Chloe
that,
70.
Didn't Shia LaBeouf have real sex in a movie too?
It was not him, but like, there's real sex in that movie. They're just fucking. It's called Nymphomaniac. It's a Lars Van Trier movie.
But it wasn't him?
No, they're extras. So they say. I mean, it could, but that's they might say that just because of legal reasons
that's
or whatever.
That's one like Josh Lawhorn, who is a comic here in town and helps me run my shows. And like he just makes fucked up movies.
Yeah.
And like that's when you've gone too deep into film.
Is Lars
like, oh, he's got this new movie coming out, and it's supposed to be really hard to watch.
I used to be like that in college. I watched several Harmony Korine movies, and like Gummo is terrible.
Gummo's bad.
Anybody who actually acts like that's a good movie.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Fuck themselves.
There's actually a mainstream-y Harmony Korine movie coming out with Matthew McConaughey, Snoop Dogg, Isla Fisher, and somebody else famous. Ice Cube. Or Ice-T, one of them. And it's called Beach Bum, and it looks like fucking decent. I
like that Spring Breakers movie
kind
came out with James Franco?
Yeah. But no, I know that Lars Van Trier movie you're talking about, it's called like The House That Jack Built, and it's a serial killer movie.
Yeah.
But like it's like all of Lars Van Trier's movies are like just torturing women, basically.
Yeah,
like it's there's no. Yeah, I agree. I watched the Ted Bundy tapes on Netflix. Did you guys catch that?
I have not.
It's good.
I heard it's good.
I watched that show Sex Education on Netflix.
I saw that
a lot.
I watched you. That's the.
You watched me watching it.
You is the stalker series.
Oh, I saw the preview.
It was good. I enjoyed it, and then I watched the Abducted in Plain Sight. That one's wild.
Everyone keeps saying
Mormons
that.
That let their kid get kidnapped, and then because they don't like it's so funny. Can I ruin it for you?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so there's this guy that becomes friends with these people, and because he wants to abduct their daughter, and so he seduces the mom so that like they have a thing, and then he also seduces the dad, has the dad jack him off.
Wait, what?
Dude, it's so fucking funny because this dad's so, like, they're all telling the story. They're all alive and they're telling the story except for the guy that was the kidnapper. But they're just, he's like, he had an erection and he said, I need relief. And I didn't know what to do. And he just said, I can't leave here unless you give me relief.
Bit my hand,
so
made him come.
Reaches over and jerks his
what?
Guy. And it's like, and he's like on the brink of tears, and I'm like, this guy's crying, and I'm like laughing so hard. He's just like, I was the most shameful thing I've ever done. Like, why'd you do it? like if I'm sitting here Brian's got a boner, and he's like, I need relief. I'm like, bet you do, bud. Get the fuck out of here. So then he takes their kid, is fucking her and brainwashing her, and then telling her that, like, there's aliens, there's this whole thing.
True.
Brings her home, gets her to lie to the FBI so they don't press any serious charges. He gets like a kidnapping charge, but it's like reduced to like less than a week in prison. And then he takes her again.
What?
And like they're talking about like how he wants to marry her and blah blah blah. And then he goes and seduces the mom again and like calls the dad out for being a fag.
What?
It's so, watch it. It's so frustrating that these people just got so manipulated by this guy. He's telling the girl the whole time that they have like a mission to save the human race. It's from alien. It's bananas, and they all fall for it.
I'm in.
Yeah, I'll watch that.
Yeah, watch that one.
I watched this one the other day. Three Identical Strangers.
I wanted to see that.
Holy fuck! I thought like the twist is like fucking.
All right, let's tell some real stories because we have all watched things.
Hey, remember that thing?
She told me don't tell a story on the radio, but she didn't say anything about Fantasy Boys.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah. Fantasy Boys exclusive.
That's right. So I took this girl to my buddy's wedding back in like September, and she got real drunk, and we got locked out of my apartment, and I had to get a hotel for the night, and I was really fucking frustrated. So then last week when there's a snowstorm, she's like, I'm bored. I want to do something. She lives not close. She lives in like Medina County. I'm like, come up. We'll go to a bar and get drunk and walk back to my apartment. And she's like, okay. And like 2 hours later, she's like, I'm here. I'm like, cool. Meet you at the bar. Go to the bar, get real drunk, walking home through the fucking snowstorm, like a blizzard. She's falling down. I push somebody like out of like, They're stuck trying to get into their driveway, like help push them into their driveway. And then we finally get to the apartment and finally close the deal because she was too drunk last time at the wedding. And this time she wasn't too drunk.
Yeah, Billy. So,
but she pissed everywhere.
What?
Because here's what squirting has allowed women to do. Because squirting's like supposed to be this sexy thing now. A drunk girl can just be like, I'll just piss everywhere. And be like, oh, you did such a good job.
Honestly, scam of the century, though.
Right? Like, imagine if you're just like, we're pissing on someone and be like, this is such good sex.
But no, like, it's reverse, and like, she's sleeping, and you just like get up and start like pissing on her, and like, you fucking rock my world, baby.
And she just starts everywhere, and I'm fine with it.
Yeah, listen, hey, whom amongst us, Billy?
But then I had to do the old the smell test. I'm like, this is.
Did you have asparagus?
Yeah, actually, it's a very. She drinks a. She has too. She might have diabetes.
It just tastes like Manischewitz.
Her pee was very sweet.
But then, honestly, as far as like the squirting goes, it is supposed to be sweeter coming from like the female prostate.
Oh, okay. Then maybe I'm good. They did a great job after all.
Honestly, I have been with squirters who like
Brian Kenny, OBGYN.
Where like, well, as soon as I found out that people were going, that's just pee, I'm like, I'm gonna do some Googling. So I did some research.
Even know there was a female prostate.
That's what the G-spot is.
Okay. So, and it smells sweeter?
It is supposed to be sweeter, yeah.
Okay, well, it was real sweet smell. So maybe
there you go. I like your original story better.
So, like, when it happened, because, let's be honest, I don't wear a condom.
Whom amongst us, Billy?
Me. Staunch condom wear.
Really?
Yeah.
That's why you're no fun, Brian.
I'm the most fun. I last for hours.
No, I don't want.
I last for forever.
No, I was. This was like going pretty well, and then when it got to the time where I'm like, "Hey, it's about to happen," and she's like, "Uh huh," I'm like, "You're not on birth control," so I had to like. Ryu from Street Fighter her and be like, launch her off of me.
And then he went Sonic Boom!
With the tiger punch. Yeah.
Tiger uppercut!
Like, I'll take an assault charge over a baby any day.
I've been with girls who squirted like nothing. It was just like if I picked up the pace a little bit with fingering, they were squirting everything.
Yeah,
some girls, that's just their MO. Like, that's just the way they're.
And you know what? Good eggs, all of them.
Yeah. Like, I didn't care either way.
Nah, I'm
fucking bad person.
Nah, that's fine. I mean, no, Billy's a good lad.
I'm a kid. I'm just gross.
Well, yeah. Whom amongst us, Billy?
So, yeah, we should probably wrap this one up, but I just want to say that I beat Mary twice in pool today.
Yeah, Mary, you suck.
Mary's also the one that squirted. Bill and Mary had sex.
No, that.
And make sure you at them, at Bill Squire, at Mary _ Santora, and all you fucking weird people that, like, invest yourselves in people that you've never met. Yeah, keep doing that, because they love it. Anyways, you guys got anything to plug? I'll actually release this one.
I don't know. I'm going to be co-headlining the Roxino coming up.
Oh, that's funny.
With whom?
Oh, that was a funny
in July. Yeah, that was hilarious. That was hilarious for me. That was very.
Oh, yeah. You sent us that picture. That was funny. Okay, cool. Billy?
Just keep listening to this podcast.
Yeah, boy.
I was on Dude Nobody Cares podcast.
Oh, yeah, listen to that.
That was a lot of fun.
And then
a good time.
Dude Nobody Cares, and then listen to Bill. What's your podcast?
Flicks and Bill. Dog. Yeah. We were on it.
Flicks and Bill, yes. There's a Fantasy Boy episode in there.
I listened to the one with you and Carly. I had to.
What'd you think?
It was great.
Yeah, right?
I liked how awkward it got when you told her that there was always going to be the attraction because she's super hot, and she got real silent.
She's super hot.
And then she is. And then you're just like, this is bad for you, but I love this.
I just replied to something that she posted on Venmo. She's like, paid her friend money for a lash boost, and like, they needed it. She's like, you're rude. I'm like, just being a good friend.
All right, we done, we gone,
go Browns.